Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing, calling in from Colorado tonight, hosting the Million Mom Movement Call. It's February 25th. And boy, we have people from all over Georgia and California and Florida, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Hawaii, Arizona, Idaho, Colorado, Arkansas, Missouri, Oregon, Washington, Canada. Just so much fun, you know, and that's what this Million Mom Movement is all about, is spreading the word of good health and opening up communities and changing people's cupboards and changing people's kitchens. And tonight, Amy Venner has two-star crown Rachel Ortenz, who's going to share a little bit about her Million Mom story. And hope you all saw the email blast today. We had a lot of good mom testimonials and kid testimonials and awesome stuff we're sharing, including a lot of information on our Spanish market. So for those of you who speak Spanish or know somebody who speaks Spanish, we have our Spanish conference calls at the top of the next hour, so that's 8 o'clock Mountain Time where I am, but 10 o'clock Eastern and 7 o'clock Pacific and 5 o'clock Hawaii time. So lots of good information on the Spanish-speaking market. So actually, before I bring Amy on to do this Million Mom Movement call, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we give away a free convention ticket. It's one of the most fun parts of my job is the opportunity to honor people who have been doing all the things we ask them to do. They've got their convention ticket. They enrolled a PLC member last week, and they're on tonight's call. And I'm certainly hopeful that the person who won tonight's convention ticket is on the line. So I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode, and if you hear your name, you have won a convention ticket. All you need to do is hit star 6. You hit star 6 and shout out your name, then you're good to go. You're going to convention for free. And the winner of tonight's call, and I thought I heard her as we were making announcements earlier, is a diamond from Arizona, and her name is Sylvia Valdez. Sylvia, are you on the line? Star 6 if you are. I thought I heard you.
Oh my God! Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Thank you so much.
Congratulations!
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you. I'm very happy. And as a matter of fact, I enrolled a nursing mom last week. She has a baby, a 3-month-old baby, and she's going through her transformation right now.
Wow!
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing that, and I know that you're a big part of our conference call schedule. Are you going to be on the call at the top of the hour, the Spanish-speaking call?
Yes, I am, and I'm going to have a Zumba instructor talking about her experience with Purium.
Perfecto.
Perfecto. Okay. We're going to dance in the call as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Sylvia. Congratulations. Going to convention for free. So I'm going to put this back into presentation mode and turn this call over. I'm going to turn this call over to the leader of the Million Mom Movement. She's the owner, founder of Purium and runs our operations. She's our COO and head mom in charge of everything. I'm going to turn the call over to Amy Venner. Amy, you on the line?
I am. Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for hosting, and I'm giving away the convention ticket. I'm so excited about our LEAP convention coming up in August in Orlando. So welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight and being on the Million Mom Movement Thursday night calls. And, you know, as I was thinking about what I wanted to share tonight and what I wanted to talk about, I ran across this quote, and it really is applicable. It really is applicable to my life, and I think really what the Million Mom Movement is all about. And so the quote said, and it was put out, I found it on the internet, by a medical doctor, and he said, "No parent can child-proof the world. A parent's job is to world-proof the child." And I thought, wow, this medical doctor really got it right, because that is what our job is. We can change the world. We can make incremental changes in the world. But during my lifetime and during the 20 years that I have to be the greatest influence, or I better roll that back and be realistic, maybe the 12 or 13 years that I have to be a really great influence in my children's lives, I'm not going to be able to radically change the world. world and have them conform to the way that I see it. But you know what? I can do my very best. I can do my very best to educate my kids, to educate people around me, my family, my friends, my colleagues, members of the Million Mom Movement, people who've joined the Purium lifestyle. So we are making incremental change on the world, but we can do our very, very best to world-proof our children. Because, you know, a radical concept, a concept that we are trying to get out, we're doing our best, we're beating the drum, is that, you know, the foods that we eat can either be the safest and most powerful form of medicine out there, or they can be the slowest form of poison. And that's really rough to hear. That's really rough to hear as a parent, that you actually might be slowly poisoning your child. Nobody would ever do that if they knew. So I feel like it's my calling. It's the leaders in Purium. It's members of the Million Mom Movement. It's our calling to get out there and to teach parents, because when you don't know what you don't know, you can't make the most informed decisions. And because of that, we may, unbeknownst to ourselves, we may be slowly poisoning our children. And that would be heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking. And you know, I was looking and I found this research paper, but it was just published January 14 of 2016. And the research paper was about food dyes. And did you know that red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, yellow number 6, they are pervasive, absolutely pervasive in our food supply. If you haven't done a pantry clean out, and this, there's no judgment, absolutely no judgment, go to your pantry and look. And if you haven't done a pantry clean out recently, once you knew what you needed to know about food choices, if you haven't yet done that, I bet you there will be a red 40, a yellow 5, or a yellow 6 in your pantry. Now, if you've done a food clean out, that is awesome. You're way ahead of the game. You know, if you've done that, just go to the grocery store. Just glance. Pick up anything on the processed food aisle, a Pop-Tart, any of those things, a cold cereal. I bet you the things marketed for children are going to have a red 40, a yellow 5, and a yellow 6. And what the Center for Science and the Public Interest just printed in January 2016, just about a month ago, that they are absolutely linking, these dyes to hyperactivity, to adverse behavior in our children. And you know, that's where when you talk to troubled adults, they talk about it started as troubled youth, and it started with behavior either at home, in the daycare, or at school, and then they get lost in the system. And so as a parent, you would never want to contribute to that. And when we don't know what we don't know, we could be slowly poisoning our children and contributing to adverse behavior, which could start a downward spiral that we would never want to be involved in. So I am very passionate about this. I'm very passionate about getting the word out. I'm very passionate as us as parents being great role models to our children so we can eat and we can teach that eating safe and powerful foods are the best form of medicine, and that we want to stay far, far away from poison. And I believe that red 40, yellow 5, and yellow 6 is poison. So, you know, we have these ideas. We know what to do. We know 100 years ago that food was organic and those dyes didn't exist in our food supply. But we fast forward to today and we are busy. We work and we have after school activities and we're social. We're in volunteering. We're being good members of society in our community. And it's hard. We don't have time to garden. We don't have time to go to the farmer's market every week. And if we do, we may not have time to eat the fruits and vegetables, and then it rots in your refrigerator. We know that. We know we're busy. But it doesn't mean that we have to make those compromises when it comes to our food choices and when it comes to the role modeling of the food choices that our kids, they're watching us. we are making an impression on them over and over and over again with what we are putting into our mouths and how we are treating ourselves and our bodies. We know that here at Purium. We know we've got a responsibility. We know that we have a busy lifestyle. And how do we reconcile that? How do you get the maximum nutrition with the minimal amount of effort? And that, we've come out with an amazing program for parents, and we call that the Core 3. And that's where you can get your proteins, your fruits, and your vegetables super easy and super convenient. So if you want to be a great role model to your child, if you want to put yourself first for just a few minutes and feed your body what it needs to thrive, not just survive, but thrive in this crazy busy life, get on the Core 3 because it's easy. It's got great value, and you will feel a difference. You will feel a difference, and even more importantly, you will be an amazing role model to your child that you take the time to care for yourself and feed your body what it needs to not just survive, but to thrive in today's crazy, busy life. Well, I have a beautiful, beautiful lady. I love her. She's so sweet, so nice, beautiful, smart lady mom from New Jersey on the line with us tonight. She has been so successful in our Purium business, and I hope I get this timing right, but she hit the rank of crown in just 4 months of entering our business. So I want to welcome Rachel Hortense on the call tonight. Are you on the line with us, Rachel?
I am. Amy, can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation in Hawaii. I've been loving following all your pictures on Facebook. Thank you so much for being on the call with us tonight.
Thank you. I feel very privileged to be a guest on your call. And like I'm telling all my team, it's not really a vacation. It's a working vacation.
I know you've been doing a lot of work there too. I know. But what a great place to do work. What an amazing place to work.
Seriously, I'm doing three-way calls while I'm watching the whales and in between dives and doing all kinds of amazing adventurous things.
Well, awesome. Well, I know you've been up on stage so many times, and you know, so many of our listeners know who you are, but for those that are new to the business, or you know, we've got some invitees on the call, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little bit of a background of you know, how you got into this business.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, I am residing right now in upstate New Jersey. I'm actually from upstate New York, not too far away from where I live now. And so I'm a country girl in heart. I was living in New York City for about 11 years, and that's where I met my husband, Eric, who is a general contractor there. He's got a very busy business. And I've got two little kids, 4 and 5. My daughter is 4. Her name is Adriana. And my son is Chase. And love them to death. They've been having a blast here on Kauai. And I was introduced to Purium. It'll be 2 years this coming March, the end of March, that I have been working with Purium. So that's a little bit about my background.
Well, you know, I have a birdie in my ear told me that you were a licensed massage therapist as well as a Pilates instructor before joining Purium. So that you had a heart and a passion for healing people and helping people and making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true. I love to help people. I love to make an impact on people's lives, and I was a very one-on-one type of person. I did teach classes, too, in the city, and it's funny because I got a massage last night from Shane out here, who's his wife is a green diamond. And as I was getting massaged, I was actually missing the healing part of massage. And I thought, like, I really loved to be able to be a part of someone's healing process. And, you know, what a difference my life has you know, Purium has made in my life and where I'm at now. Here I am getting a massage, and I used to be the one giving a massage. So yeah, that's really my passion and something that I've studied throughout my, you know, from when I was very young. I loved learning about nutrition and health and fitness. And when Purium came into my life, I was actually working in an industry that I was not passionate about, but I had taken that job kind of as a means to an end. And so after having both of my kids, I wanted to go back to work as a Pilates teacher and massage therapist, but what I had found that, you know, it kind of hit me smack dab in the forehead that it was costing me more money to go to work as a Pilates teacher, massage therapist, than what I was making. And the reason for that is because even though I was charging a lot, my clients were paying $100 an hour, sometimes even more for a massage, $150 an hour. But what I was finding was I had to travel into the city, which would take me at least an hour. And then by the time I got to my first client, that was, you know, another hour. And then I had to still pay for those hours from my babysitter. So mm-hmm. I was spending more money on travel and babysitters. And then by the time I would come home with this money, it would be very little. So it wasn't making sense for me to go back to work. So when I heard about Purium, I was in a place where I was working full time in pharmaceutical sales, working 80 hours a week. And I had also been building another network marketing business for 2.5 years where I had hit a dead end with that business. So I wasn't really enrolling anyone anymore, and my heart wasn't in it, but I was working full time and I had a lot on my plate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It sounds like it. And I know your heart is about healing people and helping people. So I'm sure that was a little bit difficult to reconcile that with a pharmaceutical sales rep job, you know, and then leaving your kids at home and you know, that's rough. That's absolutely rough. So the MLM, the network marketing opportunity, sounds like gave you the time freedom and the financial freedom that you were looking for, and combined it where you could put that health, that passion for health and healing all together in one.
Yeah, it definitely was the one thing that I had been looking for really my entire life. I mean, my dream was to open up a wellness center at some point in my life. That has always been my dream. And you know, I didn't know much about network marketing until after I had my kids, when I was introduced to my first company. And I started to really get the itch to be successful in network marketing when I was introduced to it the right way, because I started to see that there were these leaders that were spending all the time in the world with their families, and yet they were still promoting something that was helping people and changing people's lives. So Purium was absolutely and is a dream come true for me, because I can, with massage or Pilates, you can only touch one person at a time when you're working with that person. But with Purium, you can touch thousands and thousands of people. And that's exactly what happened with us. It all started with me saying yes to a transformation and me saying, you know, let's invite some people to do this with us and see where it goes. And I made a couple of those phone calls and I said, hey, I'm doing a transformation, this cleanse, this company that makes this 10-day transformation, it's out of superfoods. Do you want to join me? And so that original group of people that we started with has then, you know, obviously blossomed into over 13,000 people. And that's when I had the opportunity to say goodbye to my boss. And it was the most freeing feeling that I can't even begin to explain to you how freeing it was. Because, you know, as a mother, when you have your babies, I mean, you're like a mama bear. Those are your babies. Those are, like, you would do anything for your children. And when you have to hit, when you have the realization that you have to go back to work and you have to help with the family income, and now someone dictates time away from your children, it's not a good feeling. It's a very, I can't describe it, but it's not a good feeling.
It's hard.
It almost makes you angry that someone is telling you that you have to be somewhere and their time is more important than your kid's time.
Exactly. No, I feel you. Absolutely. And, you know, on the subject of kids, and now that you're a stay-at-home mom and you get to be there and you get to be the role model and the influencer versus the babysitter or the daycare, you know, are you able to incorporate the Purium products or the kids products into your children's lives?
Yeah, I definitely do. And, you know, before Purium, I was giving my kids green drinks from Bolthouse Farms. It was like a packaged pasteurized green drinks, you know. So I knew the importance of green drinks, but obviously those are not living green drinks. So my daughter's probably the pickiest out of the two of them, but I'm able to get them to drink the MVP and the Power Kids. I actually mix it together, Amy. Because I love the fact that the Power Kids has chlorella and, you know, the chocolate is so delicious. How could you not love it? So
exactly.
I mix the two of those together. So they have that every single day. And then I make pancakes for them in the morning, and I soup up the pancakes with the Love Super Meal. So I put two scoops of Love Super Meal in their pancakes, and they have that. And then they'll have, in the morning, they'll have their chocolate drink, you know, and the afternoon too. And then a couple other things I do, I make in the summer, I make ice pops out of a pasta cherry, avocado, and coconut cream. So
Love
that. And I'll also put Rice Bran Solubles, too, in the pancakes as well. But when I've been out here, you know, because we've been out in the sun so much, I want to protect them from the sun. So I've been giving them Super Xanthan, and they just pop it right down with some water. So I've been giving them Super Xanthan here and some chlorella tabs, too. My son, he was very small when he was born. He was full term, but he was only 4 pounds, 13 ounces. So he had been in very low, you know, percentile, and I had him actually for a year on growth hormone. This was before Purium, because they said that he would only grow to a certain height, and that scared me to death. So I had him on growth hormone, but since learning now about the chlorella and that it's a natural growth factor, I give him chlorella tablets, and he eats, gobbles them right down. So
are
a few products. Yeah, I give to them. Well, they love it.
That's awesome. Now, what about your husband? I know he's in the construction field, which is, you know, maybe I hope I'm not characterizing it wrong, but it feels like it's a dog-eat-dog world. It's a rough industry in construction. So is he all into green drinks, or was he into green drinks, or have you been able to convert him into green drinks?
That's a good question. Because as you can imagine, so when I first got involved with Purium, he was like, oh no, Rach, not another network marketing company. He was he was supportive, but yet he was like, keep your job, please don't quit. Because he knows me. He knows, like, I'm allergic to bosses. So he's like, please keep your job. So I'm like, sure, you know, but that gave me so much fire and determination to show him that this was it. And so, you know, I didn't push anything on him at first. And every once in a while, I would say, come on, try a power shake. You're going to love it. And he's like, no way. Like, if it's green, I'm not drinking that. I mean, he likes his vegetables, and he likes to have, you know, vegetables and salad, but to get him to drink something green was like nearly impossible until we went to the Blue Diamond trip, and he met Dave, and him and Dave became like, they started this bromance together, you know, they're like best friends now. And Jenny was there, and Jenny Hartsong got him to think about drinking a green drink. It wasn't even Dave, it was Jenny. But it was the influence of everyone there, and everyone was drinking them. And he's like, all right, well, I guess I got to try it too. So now every single day, Amy, he has a power shake, at least one, if not two.
Oh,
he takes his aminos, and he does the apothecary at night. So
he
says he would do more.
Core three.
Totally core three. Totally core three. He says he would do more, but he blames it on me that I don't give it to him. So I have to spoon feed him his super Xanthan and, you know, super light.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that Jenny got him going and that, you know, he found the core three. So tell us, you know, has being part of this Million Mom movement, has being part of this Purium lifestyle, you know, how has it changed your life and how has it changed the life, you know, of you and your family?
Well, I mean, I'm here on Kauai for 3 weeks and I couldn't do that before. I mean, talk about like, forget about the money aspect, but the time. I mean, you can't ever get time. You know, that's where people struggle. And I went from working a job that was so stressful. At one point, I remember crawling in my bed with the covers over my head, and I don't normally take any prescription drugs, but I took a Xanax just to stop me from shaking. I was so stressed from my job, and it, you know, I made a lot of money in pharmaceutical sales, and I was one of the top reps, but I was so incredibly stressed. And my time, I didn't have any time. The only time I had was on the weekends, you know, to relax even and to not even worry about work. So I went from working full-time, totally stressed out all the time, you know, always on edge, to now I'm the CEO of my own multi-million-dollar-a-year business. And no one tells me what to do, you know, or how to spend my time or who to spend my time with. So that is the biggest change of all. It's, I'm in a position now where I'm a leader. I'm able to help coach and mentor other people that I absolutely love doing. I'm relationship building with people who, some of the people that I've met through our business are now some of my best friends. So my life has dramatically changed. And again, you know, I can be anywhere I want as long as I have Wi-Fi and a phone that works, and I can work my business. So
that's
like night and day.
Totally, totally awesome. So it sounds like you were working full-time, a crazy intense job when you started Purium, and you hit crown super fast. So any words of inspiration to other working moms or dads out there that say, I love what you guys are doing. I love the products for myself and my family, but I just may not have time to do this as a business because I work full-time. Well, what would you tell them?
I mean, there's so much I would tell them. First, I would tell them my story and let them know that this is an opportunity for you to buy your time back. What are you doing every single day to work towards buying your time back? Because working a full-time job is not going to get you there. So, you know, what I did was I traveled to and from the city every single day, and my commute was anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, sometimes an hour and a half, depending on traffic. But
right.
I used that opportunity to make phone calls. I use that opportunity to learn more about the business. I use that opportunity in between seeing my doctors, you know, visiting my doctors. I would use that opportunity to do three-way phone calls and to check my Facebook and to post things and to make calls, you know. So you can find right now, I would say to them, use the nooks and crannies of your life, because there are so many that you don't realize you have so many nooks and crannies of your life until you take on something like this, because you start to make time for it. And in the beginning, until you start to see a lot of success coming in the beginning, it's not going to be that much of a priority for you, and that's okay. You know, in the beginning, I wasn't 100% committed. I just went for it. But start making goals. You know, start making the goal of this is a, you know, you're building a customer franchise. Get a few people as team members to start with you. Start building your customer franchise to a point where you're making a residual check to at least cover your cell phone to start. Then once you've done that, then start to work even more, get more team members, help those team members get team members to get your check to a point, a residual check, where now it's going to cover your car payment. And then from there, your mortgage or your rent. And then set another goal where you're going to pay off all of your credit cards. And then from there, now you're going to take a percentage and you're going to put it towards retirement fund. And then from there, you know, maybe your goal is to be debt-free and to start putting money away for wealth, you know, to create wealth. So start with little goals and start with the nooks and crannies of your life. You don't have to, you know, work until 1 o'clock in the morning every night when you get off of work. Do a little bit each, you know, whenever you have little blocks of time, and don't react to your, you know, react to your business, but schedule appointments so that it's not so reactive. Because when you work full time, you work by a schedule, and you don't want to take phone calls just spur of the moment when people are calling you left and right and you have to make phone calls left and right. You have to be able to schedule your time out so that you're not so reactively working. So you don't lose it. You know, you have to kind of use time management. And by doing that, it's going to be more of a fun business for you. It's not going to be this crazy, another stressful project besides work that you're doing. So that's my biggest advice for people that are starting. You can do this. I did it. I know that it's absolutely possible. And start small with your goals.
Well, that is awesome. And I wrote this down, buying back your time. That is huge. That's absolutely huge. And we all have those nooks and crannies where we can, you know, do the work that we need to do. Well, we're running short on time here, Rachel. So I want to thank you so much for taking time out to be on the call with us tonight. And if what I talked about, if what Rachel talked about, if that resonates with you, if you feel that in your heart that you want to be a person to make a difference in other people's lives, if you want to be a person to buy your time back so your time is not dictated to you, but you dictate your time, you know, get with the person who invited you on to this call. We have easy ways to enter the business. We have very easy enrollment packs where you get gift cards so you can share this opportunity with others. So get with a person who invited you onto this call. They will walk you through the easiest way to get into the business, and you can join Rachel, you can join myself in making a difference in people's lives, being a great role model to your children. And, you know, just remember, the food you eat can either be the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison. And so we here at the Million Mom Movement take a pledge that we're going to look in our pantries and we're going to look at the label panel when we go to the store, and we're going to consciously make a choice to avoid those things to make sure that we are not contributing to the behavioral problems of our children. So again, thank you so much for being on the call. As David mentioned earlier, we have a Spanish call starting in just about half an hour. Same line, same number, same place. So please join Sylvia Valdez and her special guest speaker on this same line in about 25 minutes. So thank you so much for being with us, and we will be back next week. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.